Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party. Everybody, welcome to what some people are calling the small shop of the year. My name is Alana Johnston, host of Self-Esteem Party Podcast, and I'm speaking with Naomi Sinikis, host of
Firecracker Department.
Here we go. This is the co-pro of the year. We decided we wanted to get together and chat about life on my end, some work on your end, because the two go hand in hand. So we're hoping we can talk some work experience and then talk about how that makes us feel and blend the podcast.
I love it so much because I feel like, you know, we've got this Firecracker Department community and then you've got the self-esteem community. And I bet there's crossover, first of all. Second of all, if there isn't, there should be.
This is it. This is the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the beginning. This is like Lord of the Rings. We will be the one ring to unite them all.
I was going to say it was like, we are the Jets. Like I thought we'd be like meet in an alleyway somewhere.
Wow. And we got like two very different references.
Yeah, because I want to dance. I mean, who's kidding who? I don't want to dance, fight, kill. I just want to dance.
Just want to dance and then call it a day.
Uh-huh. Can we just dance and call it a
and
day?
And that's what these podcasts are about, calling it a day.
Uh-huh.
So if it's all right with you, I'd like to kick off with opener question that I like to start my podcast with, and then we'll hand it over to you and start yours your way. And that way, we've got the beginning of two fabulous podcasts in one.
Right. I have a feeling this is just going to be like a great catch up with my friend, Alana Johnson.
You know what? Well, first question, are we friends? No. Okay.
We'll see how it goes. I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't want to be so.
My question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling in terms of self-esteem, self-love, how you're viewing you? And it can be today. It can be recently. I know the number fluctuates. So I don't know at what point I've caught you in the day. Where would you say you're at? You never know.
It's true. And I'm like trying to be present. Mm-hmm. This is tricky because trying to be present, I would say like right now, it's really good because I'm hanging out with you.
I'm excited.
I'm feeling creative. Yes. I'm excited. So I'd be like, oh, myself. And like, oh, the fact that Alana wants to talk to me. And I think Alana's one of the coolest people ever. So
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God. Oh.
No, maybe I'm like, I'm actually in the cool club. And then if you'd asked me like... I don't know, yesterday after my acting class where I'm like, oh boy, this is hard. Creating art's hard. I would have said my self-esteem was not good, but that's just ego stuff, right? Yeah. Like if I can just recognize that's just my cute little ego that's getting like a little bit bruised.
I feel like if you can shake it off, it doesn't quite quantify a self-esteem. So it's like for me, and this is just for me, the stuff about my self-esteem lingers. Like if I'm not feeling like I can be excited in a moment, but still not necessarily view myself in high regard. So right now I'm feeling good because kind of the same reasons that you said, yes, I'm excited to catch up with my friend, but I felt really grateful that you said yes, because you don't know when you reach out to someone and put yourself out there, how they're going to respond. Maybe you're going through something and don't want to talk.
Right.
You're busy working on something. I don't know. So that made me feel good to be like, oh, here we are. My friend, haven't seen in a while, but we are still friends.
that makes me feel good. Just want the audience to know you've mentioned friends at least three. So I'm holding on to it. But I would say
I'm at like a 7.5, 8.
That's pretty good.
I'm in between. Yeah. I'm feeling really positive today.
But you said like you have to let it go, which I think is interesting because I think like the things that I struggle with around self-esteem are things that I probably will struggle for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And if I pretend that like, oh, that doesn't bother me anymore, like I will always want to be the kid that's included and I will always feel like poop when I am not. Like, I don't care if it's a party that I'm not supposed to go to, I always be included. So that's just going to be my self-esteem battle all the time. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's tough. You've been on this self-esteem journey for a long time.
Very long time. I mean, I have a whole album about it. I've done a Q&A at a Firecracker event back in the day when we were, what was the
at the Improv theater.
Yes, exactly. So it's like where I talked about self-esteem projects I was working on, it kind of started as a bit of a joke and then became very real So it's been really cool that, and I'll hand it over to you now, that I've been able to incorporate this theme in my life into work,
Yeah, it's
which
your
we've talked
brand.
about in the past. Yeah, it's a brand, and we've talked about branding before.
Yeah, and what would you say? Like, I mean, gosh, I would say when I met you, I'm going to go back a little bit because I met you, I
Okay.
think, through Ghost Jail, which was this amazing
Yes,
show in
with Caitlin and
Toronto.
Ian.
Man, that was an amazing show. Honestly, people still talk about it as like one of their favorites improv shows. And I remember you stepped on stage and I was like, who the F is this? Super intimidated because you were so ballsy and so brave. And I was like, I just need to be around that because you were just so fucking bold. And then I watch you and I still believe that. Like I watched you with the work that you're doing in Los Angeles and how you're taking stages and you're hustling. You're like one of the truest hustlers I know.
Hey man, you gotta be on these streets.
Fuck, do you ever?
this is wild coming from you because I was already your fan before we ever met. I had seen you a million times. It was like, for me, you want to talk intimidating, Naomi. It was like, and I'm not trying to create an ego fest here, but I'm saying, like, work-wise, I didn't even know you as a person, which you would turn out to be really cool. And I was at your house all the time when Kayla was there. You invited me to your Christmas parties. It's like, I had a fantastic time getting to know you as a friend, but it was like, I was certainly in awe of you. My brother thought he would come to some shows and thought it was really cool that we were playing together because he was also a big fan of yours. Still is. So we both still are. But yeah, that was like really, it was kind of surreal to meet and to be able to do a show with you when it was like I really fanned out. I
Well, I mean, that
don't do
shows to go,
that
yeah. But
often.
like, I mean, I know we can go in the spiral of like adoration because I do like, watching. I don't know. I think there's just something about you. I guess I always say this to Matt all the time. Like, whenever I see stuff you do, I'm like, fuck, you just put yourself out there. Like, you don't put yourself out there timidly. I think this is the thing that I admire most about you is you just go balls to the wall. What's the boobs to the who? I don't know. What's
Boobs
the,
to the hooves.
I don't know. It doesn't quite work.
That's how you do it.
But you do, and like and also you produce really well. Like the show that I saw in Los Angeles, I remember seeing with. And you had these dancers, and it was
Yes.
ridiculous. It was ridiculously fun. And I would also say that you like the success that you've had with things like, I want my phone back, or like, that's so weird, which I know was, it's not that so weird. It's so weird, right?
No,
What is
that's
it?
so weird.
Yeah,
That's it.
okay.
And for the listeners out there, you'll remember I've talked about this before. It was the kids' TV show that I was a massive star
Yeah,
on back in the day.
I was just in awe. I still am, and I find I have to say it out loud. I think this is part of like, the self-esteem stuff is when you say it out loud of saying like, yeah, I'm intimidated by the bravery that you have because I want that. I want to be as brave as somebody like you. So,
Wow. Oh my
yeah.
God, this is blowing. Like, I knew I was coming into this feeling good, but I can already say, and I do a check-in at the end of the podcast, which I wanted to do after the firecracker questions, where you're like, oh, you kind of started in this zone. How are you feeling now? I can already tell you I'm sky high. Here's why. I did not know a lick of this. This is truly news to me. And how amazing to hear something years later that you just didn't even think about. And you're like, wow, you had these thoughts about me all those years ago when I was like completely in my own
Oh my gosh.
headspace thinking whatever.
Yeah.
You know how when you're younger too in the game, it's like, oh man, everything has so much importance. Everything can influence who you are as a person. One show can crumble you. Like you said, your acting class. You came out
Yeah.
of your acting class, which I can I just say how impressive that is that you're doing an acting class because it truly shows your commitment to your craft to all
It's
these
hell,
years
Alana. It's pure
after all your
hell.
successes, Naomi, to just be like back to basics. I applaud you. That's like not an easy thing to do to keep actively practicing something. It's
Yeah.
not easy.
No, it's not. And I want to quit all the time and then I keep going. So that's the
And
only
truth be
thing.
told, I hate it.
I mean, that is like something though, when people are like, what's the secret of things? And I'm like, honestly, the secret to any career, whether it's in the arts or not, is like, just keep going. Nobody can give you the
Right.
answers. Nobody can show you the way. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't like get out of bed. don't watch too much bad TV that isn't inspiring, and just keep going, keep going, keep going.
You
But I
know,
have a question for you though.
oh
Where do you
yeah.
think, like, because I think that if folks saw, you know, like the people that see your career and see that you're producing and man, you're just such a great self-starter. Where do you think that came from? You are. That doesn't
Yeah.
surprise you. You
Okay.
just gave me a look of like, excuse me, but you are. You
Yeah,
know,
no,
nobody else is like
you know
opening the doors.
what?
You're like, give me those elbows into the door.
I'm giving that look because I feel like as of late, I've had a lot of people, friends of mine, really not help me out, but give me really cool opportunities that I don't know if I would have gotten otherwise. So, but I feel like it's after years of doing everything by
I
myself.
know, man.
And
I
that comes
know.
from, and this will perfectly transition into what I wanted to talk to you about. But it's like, I think it comes from growing up in a small town north of Toronto where I was just truly on my own. Like it was like we had a little improv team in the high school, and I was like, I gotta get out of here and go do this legit. So it's like I was used to, you know, it's like I went to university for a year, dropped out, moved to Toronto, then moved to Chicago on a whim, then just like because I was like, it's the only way to do it. There was no one in my town that could help me. Like it was, they did as much as they could, you know, drama teacher that really takes an interest, but you can only do the one production a year at the school. That's it. There's nothing else popping off.
What was
Just the
it?
one
Where did you
musical
grow up?
production in Orangeville.
Oh, the
Like
exotic
that's where I
land
went
of
to high school.
Orangeville.
So I was like born in Caledon, but then like I would say high school is when things really kicked up. And so I was in Orangeville. Yeah. But
So
it's,
where do
you
you
know what
think
I
along
mean?
the,
Like,
I do. I mean, you had to make it, but I mean, I think that the necessity, right? Necessity breeds invention, that you needed and you had a passion for what you were doing so much that you were like, well, if nobody's doing it for me, I got to do it, which I think has served
exactly.
you in Los Angeles too,
Yeah.
from
Oh,
your experience.
especially here. Oh my God. What help? It's not possible. Because it's,
So,
and it, no, I'm not offended by it because everybody's out here hustling. Like,
oh my
I'm not
God, yeah.
offended by it.
No,
Yeah.
of course. But who do you think, like, was there like a tipping point to that when you went, oh, I gotta make my own dinner? There's a horrible analogy.
Yeah, definitely I was eating dinner throughout.
Yeah,
That's a
for sure,
fact.
Aziz.
Yeah, it was when I came back from Chicago where I did classes, and I came back from Chicago because I'd had this opportunity to be on Conan when he was in town, but I
Oh,
couldn't do it
yeah.
because I didn't have a green card. So I wasn't able to do it because I was just there doing student classes. So I was determined to come back to America with paperwork and get on Conan, and I did. So it was like I hustled to get that's So Weird Kids TV job. I hustled doing shows. I did everything I could to get that paperwork to come back here. Because I was like, never again am I going to lose an opportunity because I
I
didn't have
get
my
that.
shit together. You know what I
Okay, I
mean?
have
So it
two
was like,
questions,
that was it.
two follow-up questions, ma'am.
Yeah.
One was, what was the hustle that was involved in getting That's So Weird?
Yeah, okay. So it was doing a ton of Catch 23 and a ton of shows all
Catch
over the
23 is an
city.
improv show for folks that don't know.
Oh yeah, I sh absolutely. And a fantastic one at that.
Yeah,
There's
one of the best.
each team gets 23 minutes over the course of the show. So one scene could be 4 minutes, one scene could be 10 minutes. It's wild. It's really fun. Very fun show. But I was working to get booked on that and to make reach out to my contacts that I had from that high school improv games that we did with like different high school teams. So that's where it was like Kurt Smeaton, Julie Dumais, Grant,
My
like
gosh,
Becky Johnson, like all
some of the
these
best.
people. I met them through that. So I was like going to Catch 23 for months just watching until like I could convince them to let me on. And then I did a really good job. And from there, there was the show was like super popular, and producers from that from this kids TV show were there and saw me a couple of times there, and I had seen them, and I just, you know, then we created a relationship, like a work relationship or whatever. So it was
Is
like,
that reminds me of like the that kind of thing of like I don't there's a formula involved of like it's talent plus practice plus opportunity slash luck. Do you know what I
yes.
mean? Like your muscles were limber. Like there's never been a time where I've been like, eating cheesies on the couch full time for a week and then stepped into an audition and nailed it. Like,
Yeah,
it's usually
no.
like when my muscles are limber and I'm not
Yeah.
wiping the cheese
So
orange off my fingers.
the short answer to your question was live shows. That's how I
Yeah,
did it.
yeah, yeah,
And
yeah.
getting on
Workout.
as many as I could, as
Yeah.
many as I could, because I was like, someone will see me. And
Yeah.
it happened.
Okay,
Yeah.
and then my second question about the Conan moment, because I know
Yeah.
that you've been on a bunch of times, like
Yeah, a
since
couple
then.
times. Yeah.
Was there like a moment where you were like, oh, that's it? Do you know, like, you know when you like pursue a big goal and then it's never gonna
Yeah.
be what you want it to be, you know?
No, it was incredible. I got to
Okay,
be on
tell
The
me.
Price is Right as well. It was
Oh, that's
wild.
right. I remember
Yeah.
seeing that
So just to
clip.
explain it to everybody, it was this bit where it's the Conan Audiency Awards and he's giving out awards and then he's like, and the award for best audience member goes to our next contestant, Nancy. And then the Price is Right music plays and I run up thinking I'm on The Price is Right and Conan's like, Price is Right is down the street. So then it's a
Oh,
montage of
yes.
me in the car screaming, me running up to the building and then running down the aisle. This is during a live taping with Drew Carey, running down the aisle up to the podium and betting $1.
Amazing.
So it was like the craziest ex I got to hug Conan. It was the craziest experience of my life.
Yeah.
And it was like, it felt like nothing short of a huge accomplishment. And I was
Yeah.
like, small town Canada, never thought I was going to ever be able to
Yeah,
do
that, I don't believe
either
you.
one of
I
these.
don't believe you. I don't believe that you said I never thought I would do that. I believe
No,
that
I
that
never
is
even thought
like,
I'd get to the States. I didn't even
I
know
just
how
can't
to
believe that. You're
even,
so ambitious.
you know what? I just didn't see how it was possible. I just knew I wanted it and would try, but it was like every task seemed so daunting.
Gotcha.
It was
Yeah.
just daunting.
Yeah.
But I figured it out. I'm a citizen now. I'm a dual citizen.
That's right. Look at
Yeah.
you. Look at,
Yeah.
I mean, listeners can't see this, but she has an American flag behind
Yeah.
her, and she's wearing one of those beer hats that
Yeah,
have
in my
like
podcast
two.
background, I put an American
That's
flag
right.
absolutely to let people know where I stand.
But
Okay,
she's
so
got a gun
Naomi,
collection.
now I'm taking over. This is my question for you about firecrackers. So
Yeah, bring
first,
it.
tell us a bit about it, and then let me tell you on the receiving end of somebody that is part has participated
Okay.
in the past, what it meant for me. So tell us about
Okay.
it first. Tell us about this community you've built.
Yeah, so Firecracker Department started as a podcast because there weren't enough platforms for women and non-binary folks to tell their stories and have their voices heard. So we kind of leaned into that. We had some producers early on with that in that capacity. And then at one point, like, you know what happens? I had a bunch of friends that were like, if you ever need help with that. And I was like, yeah, I do. I don't have anybody to do the newsletter. I don't know how to make a website. So we had this meeting where everybody kind of came together that had said, would you like help? And what happened after the meeting was like more of like an explosion of departments. So somebody would be like, oh, I've always wanted to do like more workshops and learning about more writing for film and TV. So they started the writing department. And somebody else was like, oh, I want to do something where we're helping with mentorship. And so they started the mentorship department. And at the time, there was a comedy department. And so we started all these departments. So now it's become more of a community as opposed to just a podcast. And so we regularly do like amazing events. Like, so every year we do like the Artist's Way group that lasts for 13 weeks. And Veronica Martin, who's the head of the mentorship department, hosts that. And it's a huge success. Like, people come in, do the Artist's Way, and then launch like art, which is key for the firecracker department because it's not firecracker fizzle department. It's firecracker. Like, it's a burst, right? We should take action from it. The fizzle department, they aren't doing well, just
They're
FYI.
just, well, you know,
Yeah.
why we let them continue on is beyond me.
I don't understand. It's just
But, you know,
somebody.
yeah, they're there and they have people there that
Yeah, they
want to
have a
hear the
match
info.
sponsor that obviously
Yeah.
is helping them, but and then we have like the writing department. Lisa Lafferty heads that up with Anita McFarlane, and they do workshops. We have like Save the Cat Book Club. So it's like a lot of like trying to challenge folks to step into creative action more. And I'm excited about that. We also have like when the pandemic hit, we came together as a community and we were like, what's going on? What are we going to do? So we started like a writing gym every Thursday that has continued every Thursday.
Wow.
Somebody prompts, somebody writes, and we read back stuff. And it's just a good place to exercise. Speak about muscles. It's about muscle exercising. Yeah. And then we have brunch every Sunday since for over 2 years. Every Sunday, people come together and they're just like-minded folks. And they're like, what are you working on? How can I help you? Somebody talks about like, you know, like a challenge that they've had, and like it becomes not just art, but life and life and art. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm really proud. There's a group of people. It certainly isn't just me. It's like, as I said, Veronica and Liesl and Anita and then Pau in Mexico and AJ and there's somebody else in that brain of mine. Oh yeah, there's so many folks. You know, we've got Anna. There's so many folks that have stepped in to help this community move forward, and it's I'm really proud of it.
Okay, so on the receiving end of all these fantastic events and things that you've done, to be a part of the Firecracker community is so uplifting. It's like you said, it's not a fizzle. It's an explosion. Oh no.
Oh, it's happening.
Wait, you still there?
Yeah.
Sorry. Something just popped up on my screen. What's happening?
All good.
But basically, it's like I got to do the script reading of like chunk of somebody's writing, like depend on what part that they wanted to share or whatever in here.
Yeah, we do a regular like script reading where the people read scripts, chunks of scripts, but then there's a discussion about it too, which I'm really jazzed about.
Yeah, which was really cool because it's like if it's depending on where it's at in your script, you can give a bit of context or be like, oh, this is in the second act, in the first act, this couple things happened or whatever, which is like I thought was really cool just because I'm like, oh, then they can get real feedback because we know a bit more about the plot. You know what I mean? Like some people would give a little bit of context, which was great. Some people wouldn't. Some people just wanted to hear if it got some laughs or made sense on its own, which like I totally love.
Yeah.
And I got to do Jackie's, my friends. And that was like really fun to hear that or whatever, because I was really excited about her script, knowing about it and then getting to hear it out loud. You know, it gives you a chance to support your friends that are in it, and then gives you a chance to support like new people that like, how would I meet them otherwise? There it was so like when we went to that TIFF virtual brunch.
Yeah.
And it was, first of all, huge turnout. Everyone, this was over Zoom. The Toronto International Film Festival was like a brunch, and you guys had all these breakout rooms. It was fantastic.
So fun.
I got tarot card reading.
Yeah.
In a breakout room.
Emily like, Churchill was doing.
Oh my God. It was so cool. It was so cool. So it was like, you still, even in the pandemic, created this sense of community where people could just come on and really talk about whatever, but it was work related, but very personalized. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you guys are doing.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, it's certainly not just me. I mean, this is
no, huge crew involved.
This has to be like, a team of thousands, but actually just like 10 really hardworking folks.
Yeah.
And we do things live now. Like the script reading you were at, I think, was in Los Angeles when we were doing them in person, and we had like a space at Second City, and then we went on Zoom. So now we're just in this weird place where, you know, in September, we had our first TIFF event back in person, which was so, I mean, everybody was just crying the whole time because it was just like people, like it was such exciting.
I can, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a special group.
And it feels really cool too, because there's a lot of passion there. And like you already said, you're giving a voice that like, maybe we're not all going to be able to find otherwise, because, you know, we do need help. Like, I might have gotten this far, you know, on my own or done a lot on my own, but it's like the bottom line is, for me, I can only go so far.
Yeah.
I need help and I need people that I can turn to. And that's something you've created like out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like,
like you were just like, you know what, let's try this. And then it like totally flourished.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Alana, it's not without work, right? Like we're all just working, like
oh
for the
God.
Things
the
that
hustle,
matter to
of course.
Us. It's the hustle. But I mean, when you talk about doing things on our own, that we can't, like, even if you're going to do a one person show, somebody has to turn the lights on for you.
That's or play a track or help you lift a chair or something.
Yeah.
Somebody's always involved.
And so when you said, it's funny, you said like the opportunity to support, it's like an opportunity to support. I'm like, gosh, there is no shortage of opportunities to support people. The problem, I think, happens when we get in our egos and don't want to support because we think it's going to take something away from us or I don't know. But it's actually, it's all bull crap because it's going to come back. Like the more, I don't know, you know, like stronger together. What's the expression? It's the, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, go together. It's
never
definitely
heard
not mine.
This.
It's definitely not mine.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. But just like that kind of mentality for me makes sense. And so stopping and like in the, you know, every day looking like, who are the people that are actually feeding my creative heart and reach out and be like, thank you so much. Like that does, that doesn't come without effort. You know, I just saw this amazing play in Toronto called Our Place. And I spent, like, I went to see the play at Theatre Passe-Marais. And then I came home and I wrote to like everybody involved, just going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because that like fueled me.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not doing
I just came back from a tour, opening for Beth Stelling's comedy special taping and Mae Martin's comedy special taping.
Amazing.
So, two separate things, two separate trips. And it,
have you thought
I
about that?
Gave,
amazing with M-A-E.
Oh,
my.
Oh, here we go.
Really. You're
Sorted.
Welcome, Mae.
That's the name. That's going to be the title.
Yeah,
for some reason, I'm naming it.
Second tour.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm naming it. They were like, we got to get Atlanta involved. And I was like, yes, we do. But it felt really cool that like I'd been working on shows all this year, developing material. And then it's not like anyone did me any favors, but certainly my friends have been supporting me the whole time. And then we're like, hey, you'd be perfect to come do this. Or like, oh, I've seen what you've put together. Come do this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, it's like, it's mutually beneficial. I'm warming up the crowd. You know me, Naomi, I'm popping off.
I don't know anybody else that's better.
I'm popping
time,
off.
Seriously.
I'm having a blast.
That show, I Want My Phone Back could have been a real
that was
stinker,
wild.
But you're like, charming and hilarious and you don't want anybody else warming up your crowd.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the support of the show. It was, for those of you who don't know, it was this web show and then it was on Facebook called I Want My Phone Back, where I would take people's phones and like find scandals or like, you know, raunchy things and be like, I'm gonna post this on Facebook for $5. Like I would give them the money, and the things people let me do, like when we took their phones. We took their phones.
I know.
Real. Like it was real.
I can't believe, I mean, I feel like that's such American culture, to be honest. Like people just want to get involved. And
so many people wanted to be on the show. Like,
I don't think Canadians would do it. Do you think?
What scandal? Show me the scandals on the phone.
Oh, somebody.
Too clean. Everybody's too clean.
Instead of sugar in the brownie mix, eh?
Yeah.
That's
too clean. They write all their scandals out on paper in Canada. It's all handwritten paper scandals.
That's right.
That's why they keep getting exposed. You know, they're leaving those papers everywhere. They're not filing anything away. Okay, so now here's a question. Let's to flip back to self-esteem for a second, still involving Firecracker, is how did it and does it affect your thoughts about you? Like, for example, are you swayed by, say, not that an event doesn't go well, but maybe doesn't go the way you think it's going to, or you tried to plan something and it didn't work out, something within this work world that you're doing, how much does it affect you? Because some guests I've had on in the past have said when they're not working, they're feeling really bad about themselves as a person. So I'm wondering, you've built something that's very positive, but does it sometimes take a toll on you?
Great. I would think, this is the thing about starting your own thing is nobody's telling you what to do. We're the boss of us, right? I'm the boss of me.
Right.
I can wake up in the morning and work until midnight if I really want to on Firecracker Department or on anything else. I could work on my self-tapes or I could work on this. It's up to me. I think that's also sometimes the problem, right? I found that in living in Los Angeles, where that is the hustle, and the hustle is like 9 to midnight. And you're like, wait a second, what about just breathing and absorbing life a little bit?
Because there is no weekend. It's all every day.
You could write one more letter. You could tweet
Always.
One more thing. You could post one more thing that might garner some interest and attraction. I mean, it's all, if you kind of keep turning it back to art, and keep making it feel like it's like I'm creating art, I'm creating art. So then it doesn't feel hustly, but I think the line's real blurry and challenging. So
I
when
think
you
so
talk about
too.
like esteem, I mean, I don't know. I think, well, gosh, I'd be lying if I didn't like if I threw a party for Firecrack Department and it was like packed, I'd be like, this is great. My party's a success. And if there was not that many people, I'd be like, ooh, this stings. This
Yeah,
stings.
okay.
But I would also say that I'm trying to make those stinging things more lessons. So when we don't have huge numbers to one of our events, I go, well, what happened? What did we learn from this? And I mean, it doesn't not make it sting, but it does make me go, how can I make it better for next time? So it's
Yeah.
all wrapped up. Gosh, I'm such a dainty little butterfly. I
It's
have to be
not
careful.
easy. I'm definitely affected by
Yeah.
my work, like a lot of people, and it because especially what I'm doing now in comedy is very much so me putting out me as me.
Yes.
That now I'm really affected because I'm like, oh, it's you as a person are being rejected. Like, it's not a
Oh my
character.
gosh, yeah.
I'm not hiding behind something. It's just you as a person. Like,
So
I,
how I
you
got a question
know,
about that. Like, how is
yeah.
that tilted for you? Because I see your stand-up and the stand-up, I mean, I think your stand-up and the character stuff has always been personal. And whether or not you're hiding behind a character, I still
Yes.
think it's you presenting, but it's a little bit couched in a character. But now
Yeah.
I see the stand-up that you're doing is much more, this is a story about Alana. Here's something that happened to me. And how
Yeah.
has that shifted things for you?
Yeah. So,
Like in your, I don't know, in your heart and in your success too.
yeah, in my success, it's made me more marketable because the most distinct someone would see me as if they met me, that energy
Yeah.
and the way that I talk and how I'm, you know, bouncing off about everything in probably a to-do of an outfit. So
To do of an
a to-do of
outfit.
an outfit.
Please let that
So
be one of the titles of your new shows. She's in a to do of an outfit.
now I brought that to stage, like wearing a blazer with thigh-high boots and no pants. It's like now I brought that to stage wearing that's my latest outfit I've been wearing. Blazer, no pants,
Does the
just that and
blazer
thigh-high
come just to
boots.
cover your
Just
hoopla?
cover me. Yeah, it
Yeah,
just
okay.
covers me. So
Yeah.
it's fun. But you know, if I lift my arms, you're seeing everything. It's a blast. I wear little short shorts underneath. We're
Great.
keeping
Good
it
to
fun
know.
and light. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been really like freeing, I would say. And I got there because a bunch of personal things happened in my life that I kind of couldn't put on a brave face for about
Yeah.
or like ignore or pretend everything was fine. So I just had to do that with my comedy as well. I was like, I can't even pretend to be something else if I tried right now. So that's
Can
what
you
it's
talk
made
about
me
any of
more
those? I
marketable.
don't want you to say anything that's uncomfortable, but I
No,
think that
not at all.
like when we like because I think
Yeah.
we all deal with levels of trauma and shitty things that happen, and some of us choose to turn it into art, and some of us put it into a trunk and put it under the bed, and it's uncomfortable to sleep on.
Yeah, I definitely I would say the main things with the show that you saw Self Esteem Party a couple of years ago, I had just kind of come out of this rehab about with an eating disorder. So that really that's why I danced around in that bodysuit because I just forced myself to do it.
Oh
It
my
was like
gosh.
really overcoming a lot.
Of
And that
course.
show was very therapeutic. So that was something, you know, I was lucky to be able to get help with on a
Yeah.
like a medical and a personal note. So that was an inspiration for that show was to like talk about all the things that I learned in there or all the stories that came about.
Yeah.
And then now this past year, it was because of a couple of deaths in the family that really kind of, I wouldn't say sent me spiraling, but made me question everything I thought to be true, i.e., how much I actually care about success and what that even looks like for me. So I just said back to basics and went back to live shows because it's what I started with. It's what I've always known. And it was the only thing bringing me joy. And then
That's
from that, some jobs
amazing.
came.
So when you said something you just said, like when you said you had to reevaluate what success looked like, what would you
Yeah.
think? Okay, so success to Alana pre days,
Yeah.
what was that in comparison to what you think now?
Yeah, I guess it was like success then would be like wanting to have been sell my own show and be the star of my own show, right?
Yeah.
And have a reputation to be able to back that so I could get that. Because I've sold a couple shows in the past, but obviously nothing got made beyond a pilot. But now it kind of changed where I just want to be the funniest I've ever been and let the rest fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
I even like left some of my reps. I like have said no to things that didn't suit me. And I've had other things presented to me that were awesome and kind of came out of nowhere and were really fun that I got to do. And like opening for these friends, I was like, these are all things I've never done
yeah.
before. So that's why I was like, of course I'd love to have a show, sell it and be the star of it, but maybe I can actually get there a different way now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
so
do.
Maybe the goal has remained the same, but I changed the short-term goal of just put your head down and do the shows and be the funniest you can be.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, I had to take money out of the equation. I had to be like, it'll come.
Oh my God, yeah.
But and it has come, but I'm like, what can I do except like, trust that, bet on myself, because seriously now, yeah. I mean, like we started just with shows. So
yeah. A shoebox
right?
of money.
Where else do we go? Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So where else
we used to do
we
a
go?
Show that was pay what you think. So that people at the end, they weren't paying at the beginning. They were paying what they
Genius.
At the end.
Genius. I yeah. love that. Now that's an ego. That's a self-esteem party check-in right there.
Yeah. I mean, wait, like there's
no money, no money that week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I mean, that's really, it's a really, I don't know. Maybe this happens in like the latter parts of our careers where you sort of go like, what is this all about? If it's not about, I mean, like we all still like to get on red carpets and be fancy and things like that.
Oh my God, of course. Of course.
But maybe if we can just do the jokes, right? Which is, and when I say jokes, I think that's like our art.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And it's me against me now. It's personal best.
Yeah.
I'm in a race. I've already won because the only goal was to be me.
Yeah.
And now I'm just be like, how much more can I out me? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like, I'm just trying to focus what I can control because the rest is out of my hands and it always was. It always
was. And
do
you find like, yeah, right? Like we're not in charge. I can be in charge. Again, I'm the boss of me.
You're the boss of you.
Right? Nobody, I'm the boss of this. We're the boss of this podcast between
the
two of us.
We're the boss of the
nobody's
co-boss
gonna come and
of
be
the
like,
podcast.
Pull the plug.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, pull the plug. It's charged.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself like, because I think, you know, something we were saying earlier about the struggle of self-esteem or any of these struggles, you know, we're on track, but it's always going to be there. Like the things that we deal with, whether it's like, as you said, like eating disorder or like needing to please, all those things, they're always present. How
yeah.
do you know when you're off track and how do you pull yourself back on track?
Yeah, I would definitely say I'm really good at with mental health, at tuning into how feeling depressed and not working on something coincide for me.
Yeah.
So it's like when I'm not working on something, I get really down. And at first you're just like, oh, why am I so down? And then you go, wait a minute. When was the last time I did something?
Yeah.
Or when was the last time I pushed myself? I feel like my mom always said, I'm always happiest when I'm working on something. I'm not saying I have to be, it has to be a show or whatever, but it's like, I would say it'd be me following the incline and decline of my own personal mental health. And that all wraps into self-esteem because what's the narrative I'm telling myself and what's actually happening and how I should be feeling. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's my brand.
Yeah.
It's self-esteem brand.
Yeah,
I don't
I
know
get
if
it.
I might have roundabout answered that question. I don't
no,
know. I
no.
got on a bit of a tangent. But I'm like, they're just so, it's so hard for me to separate. It's
yeah.
like, because I've been feeling a lot of bad things happen this year, but I've also been feeling good because I was put to the test of would I ever be funny again? I really didn't think I would.
I
And
understand.
I forced myself to do it.
I mean, I think funny is always going to be funny. To me,
if funny
like,
is always going to
even
be
when,
funny and
like,
fun.
Honest to goodness, when my pops died, there was so many jokes.
What are
There's
you going to
so
do?
many jokes. It's
What are you going to do?
Ridiculous. They find you, you know?
Yeah.
And when you said something like, you know, when people are depressed and when I've had like the depression times or even like during the day where you're like, oh, I'm really down. if I can like be creative in some ways, and I'm not saying it means like, I got to put it on a show, I got to find a producer. It's not any of that. It's like, if that's making a meal and making the plate look pretty, or if that's like, you know, I've got this little obsession that I'm working on right now. It's my little sidewalk art gallery.
Oh.
Hashtag Montrose Art Gallery. And I have like revolving art that neighbors put in there. And somebody yesterday delivered art. So this is twofold. Somebody sent a piece of art to the Montrose Art Gallery to put in the art gallery. It's this big.
Oh,
it's
God.
So tiny. And the mail, the person delivering the mail didn't put it in our mailbox. They put it in the art gallery because it delivers to there.
Oh my God. You've got your own gallery P.O. box.
Yeah. But you know, it's just getting creative is what I'm saying. Like find the thing that like you can be creative. And if it could be like a meal, it could be, you know, a doodle. It could be having a coffee with somebody, but just get creating.
You know, I really find I count journaling as creativity as well, because I'm going, I try to do a gratitude list. I write out, what am I going to do for the day? I'm like, okay, what's on for today? So I find that being creative, because I'm reminding myself I have ideas and they can flow out of me, even if it's just an assessment of what's happening, or, oh, I'm looking forward to this. Or like I wrote this morning before the podcast or whatever, and I feel like I got a lot of like gunk out of me, maybe more like negative ideas. And then that kind of helped me be excited for this, but they were still creative ideas. Like I talked myself in and out of things. And I was like, this is the power of the mind right here.
I know.
This is creativity, to tell yourself something that's out to lunch and then to bring yourself right back to reality. I was like, this is creativity. 100%.
I think you're just the best. I think you're just the best. I love it. I love it so much. Yeah.
I mean, you got to work with what you got. Now, listen, I would love to get to and have you tell me about the firecracker questions. I want to make sure we don't run out of time, because I want to do my wrap up as well. So I want to make sure we have time.
All right, here we go. I know, because it's like we could talk all day, Alana. Here we go. I'm gonna shorten these questions. Usually we do like 10 firecracker wrap up questions at the end of every podcast, but I'm gonna shorten these. So fill in the blank. To me, a firecracker is
Moxie.
Love it. What do you want to be best known for?
Oh God.
Lofts. What is it?
Just lofts. Laughs. Fun way of saying lofts.
Lofts. I love it.
That's it.
What is something that you haven't done, but you know you have to do?
Write something new.
What's something that makes you feel powerful?
Improv. Yeah.
I totally agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, so much. I don't even care if it's good improv or bad. When I step on a stage, I'm like,
knowing that I have the guts to go in there with absolutely nothing. I'm like, you go, Alana. It's so freeing to me. Yeah. And really it is, because it takes a lot of guts. Improv takes guts.
What is, if your life was a movie and like you had a climactic turning point, do you know, like where everything changes in the future? What do you think has been one of those moments? I'm sure you've had lots, but what do you think has been a big climactic turning point?
Work-wise?
I mean, whatever came to your mind there, improviser.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Work-wise.
I mean, life-wise, what comes to you?
Okay. I have an answer for both.
Okay.
I'll get both. Getting my green card and coming to LA, really, it changed who I was as a person, being able to like be here at ease. And then, so that's the life one. And then the work one, I would say it was, getting the pop-up dating, Comedy Central pilot, even though nothing happened, and it was a production with A24, even though nothing happened with it, it was like, big names I was working with, and it was all based off of some silly little web video that I did for Funny or Die years before. So that was a big moment where I went, oh, you can make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Big moment.
Love it. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Give it 10 years.
What's the worst advice you ever received?
Don't date someone in your community. Because you can. And I've seen it work. Here we
Date the
go. Like,
right
I've seen
person in your
date the
community,
right person in your
just
community. But like,
not the wrong
for it to
one.
be fully off the table, I was like, you know, I kind of, because I took the advice and I was like, I mean, listen, it all worked out. Happy with Norm. But along the way, I really turned down a couple of quality peeps that I could have given a date or two with.
You turned down the right ones.
Yeah, and I
Because
got,
Norm's pretty
listen, it
fantastic.
all worked out. We got Norm. We're laughing in the someone from my community. Like, you see what I'm saying?
I do. I do. I do.
But
Okay, my final firecracker question is advice you would have given to your younger self, but that might have been your 10 years. What's advice you would have given to like a 10-year-old, Alana?
oh, you're not weird. You're not weird. There's other people like you. Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, 10-year-old
Yeah.
Alana.
Oh, a
Bless.
10-year-old Alana.
Poor 10-year-old
Such
Alana.
a cutie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, can I'm sure, have you answered all these questions before? You must have a million times.
Yeah, I think like myself, you mean?
Can I just
Do you
know
have
what
one?
advice you got and what advice you've given? I because it's a question I always love to get people's answers for. I love that.
Yeah. It's so funny because I ask these questions I don't always have, and I think my answer actually changes. So best advice, I mean, just keep going. Remember, like that thing
Yes.
about just keep going, it really is. Like I
Yep.
don't worst advice is if you have to my worst advice is if you have to question whether or not you should be an actor, then you shouldn't be an actor.
Oh my God. I hands down.
That
I'm
was the
so glad
worst
you said that.
advice.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't, I question it every day. What am I talking about? I'd be like quitting every day.
Hands, how can the best advice be keep going? And then the other advice is like, and unless you tell yourself to stop.
That's
You're
right. I
like,
mean, they
wait
didn't
a
come with the same
second.
person, but yeah.
No,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
assuming, but it's like, but it just for that to be said of like, it's okay. Like here, I'm looking at a sticker right now on my bulletin board that says "Never quit trying." You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
same
And I'm
thing.
like, yeah, it's the exact same thing where it's like, just keep going. If you question something, you're questioning it in two ways. Should I do this? Well, the other part is questioning, should I do it? Like, should I do it? Yes, I should do it. Or, oh, should I do it? Like, in a no. And I'm like, you can't have one without the other. You wouldn't be asking no if you weren't already attempting yes.
Right. Go
You
with your
know?
gut. Go with your gut. That's the other one.
Go with
It's
your
just
gut.
like if we all trained our gut more as kids and
Yeah.
followed our instincts, I think we'd be better off. Like, you know, even those things as teenagers, like, should I get in the car with this person? And you're like, my gut says no, but I'm gonna ignore my gut. Well, I
Well,
think
here we go. Don't get
here
in
we go into the, yeah, right? I
the
mean, it's
car.
an
Don't get in
adventure for
that
sure.
car.
Yeah.
You know me. I'll get in a car with any teen.
I mean,
If a teen pulls up, and
that's
listen, I'm going to
right.
put this out there now. Teen pulls up and asks me to get in the car. If you have the audacity to ask this 38-year-old woman to get in a car, I will do
Yeah,
it.
yeah. I
I'm not going to
mean,
talk to
they're gonna
you.
be better
I'm
off for it.
going to, yeah, I'm just going to give you the address where I'm going. I just want to be dropped off.
It
No
could be actually an
conversation.
Uber driver you're talking
Could
about,
be
because they're
an
young
Uber
these
driver. This is
days.
what I'm trying to say. It could be an Uber driver. 19. That's teen.
That's right.
19 is teen. It's in
Yeah. I want to
the
note, I know we're going to probably go over time, but who cares? I want to know what you're doing these days. Like, I know you've got this Disinvited show. I want to hear.
I would love to ask you the same.
All right.
Yeah, so basically I've been doing some improv. Happily so with Mae Martin and Stephanie Allen.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous.
Like, yeah, like Largo and Elysian. We have an upcoming show at UCB January 31st. If anybody wants to come out to that, tickets are live. And we've been doing improv, and it's this really cool format with questions from the audience that we kind of then answer with the scene. So that's been really fun for live shows. And then, like I said, opening for these acts, I hope to be able to do more of that because I feel like I got something down pat and I know how to say rules of a taping in a really fun way. So I really hope I get to do that again. Yeah. And then I started writing, and we'll see how this goes, but I started writing a book with all these stories.
Amazing.
And it's just how to have self-esteem. And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh my God, I've got all these stories and like ill advice, and like one of the sections is going to be like involves my therapist. She's already signed on. It's like the book's getting out of
Amazing.
hand. The book's getting out of hand. There's
Have you
music
seen
involved.
Stutz? that
No, what's no, tell
it's
me.
yeah, it's a Netflix show with oh God, Josh. Oh,
Hartnett.
super bad. We might have to edit this part out. Anyway, it's he's talking to his therapist.
Oh,
Are you looking
okay.
for it? Are you fact checking me? I'm gonna fact
No.
check myself. Hold on a
Fact
second.
check yourself. But I was
Wait.
just about, I think I'm just slower here on
Jonah. Oh,
Emil.
it's not even Seth. It's Jonah Hill, Stutz.
Wait, I just saw him on a plane.
Okay. Well, he talks to his therapist
Like
on
for
Stutz.
real,
Yeah, and they do this whole show. It's really interesting, actually. Have a little watchy of that.
are you in therapy? Or have you
I
done it
have
before
a
and enjoyed
therapist.
it?
Yeah, I have a therapist that's always like in my on my I was gonna say tool belt. Like I think we should all have like a dentist, a doctor, a mechanic, and a therapist available.
Yeah.
So, and I've known her for like 12, 15 years. So I kind of reach out to her whenever I need a tune up. So it's not like ongoing, but
Doesn't always need to be good to have someone in the back pocket for when you need it.
yeah, like
Can
something will
I tell
happen
you
and I'll just be
some?
like, I need to figure something out, and she'll talk me through it for a couple of weeks or whatever it takes.
Speaking of good advice, I got one more from mutual friend Aurora Brown.
Okay.
Back at a ghost jail show, oddly enough, which we've discussed, I asked her for career advice. I was like, what advice do you have? And she went, get a good therapist.
That's a good one. It's a
And that
good one.
was good
For an
advice.
artist
And
not
I
to have a
did.
therapist is
Yeah.
like, who are you working with then?
You need someone for the in-between.
Yeah.
Or potentially for when you are doing what you thought was a dream job and maybe it didn't turn out that way and now you're confused.
Yeah, but a good one, like interview them and make sure that you connect and those things, because
You
sometimes
got to
people
give it
have
a
crappy
minimum of
therapists.
4 weeks. Like,
Agreed.
unless you immediately get a bad vibe. But
Yeah.
if you're like, oh, I'm not sure, I'm like, you have to let them get your story first.
Yeah.
Because how can they, and I'm not saying the full story, but just talk about why you're in there, maybe with a bit of detail. Because I'm like, you have to give them a second to figure you out before they can figure out, ways or game plans and stuff like that to address what the situation is. So
Yeah.
give it a couple of sessions and you can tell if you like somebody or not.
Aurora Brown's got some smart things to say.
It was good
Yeah.
advice. It was really good advice. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Okay, we did it. Now I got it. Now we ended off with your questions on your end. I'd
Yeah.
like to end off with my question on
Love
my
it.
end. When we started this podcast, I asked you on a scale of 1 to 10 how you're feeling in terms of self-esteem, and you gave me two spots on the scale. You said pretty good in this moment about the podcast. So I said about a 7.5 to an 8. I would have said I'd put you in and around that range of a pretty good feeling. And
Yeah.
then the night before from the acting class, you were lower on the spectrum, probably less than 5 if 5 is neutral, probably less than 5 maybe after your acting class. We'll see. How would you say you feel now? After our big conversation, we talked about a lot of things.
We did. We covered a lot of ground.
We
Like
covered like a
for
lot of ground.
like two for wanting it too, Alana. Like that's
I know, like
pretty.
we fully did your podcast and mine. Like we did everything.
Yeah. I don't I was feeling pretty I feel great. I mean, I really love
I
talking with
feel
you.
like $1 million.
I
I can't
do.
believe we pulled it off. We really
Yeah.
pulled it off.
Yeah. I've always really
Yeah.
loved chatting with you, and I've always felt like when you came and did the firecracker panel, I was like, oh, I want more. I don't think I've ever like hung out for a chunk of time and gone, oh, that's enough of that. I've always been like, I want to hang out longer. So yeah, I love chatting with you. I think you're so smart. And it's kind of like it's kind of this sounds kind of corny, but it's a pleasure to sort of watch you grow up as an artist. Like to know
Oh.
yourself like in the improv days in Toronto, and where you were just like pew, 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 like just firing every
I
which
was
way you
pewing.
could.
Yeah.
And now to see you sort of come into a place where you're speaking such truths, and I think it's super relatable. It's really cool to watch you.
Naomi, this coming from a god amongst men.
I mean,
Outrageous.
I think that's
I for
way too
only,
much.
yeah, it's just amongst the men though.
Yeah. No,
You
the
have
women are
not
like,
won
fuck
over the women and
you.
non-binary. We are not impressed. Okay.
No,
So
I mean,
get
that's
it
not far from the truth, but yes.
The men love you.
Yeah.
They think you're great.
I would say not all men. I would say there's a handful of guys that think
We
I'm
have a
okay.
handful of men, and that's it.
That's like God amongst a handful of men is what you
God amongst a handful of men. That I'm
want
taking that. That's genius. You shouldn't have tossed that out on
say.
the
We just brainstormed that.
podcast.
You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here
That's
first. We got it.
ours to trademark.
Naomi, this has been an absolute treat.
Oh
Stay
my
on the
gosh.
line so we can discuss the audio exchange.
Before we leave, can you just say where people can find out more about you, where people can find your funny?
Yes. So if you want anything with this podcast, we are at Self Esteem Party on Twitter and Instagram. And then I post my shows and clips of stuff on my Instagram at the only Alana Johnston and on my Twitter at Alana underscore Johnston. And like I said, got that improv show coming up that's been bringing me a lot of joy. January 31st at UCB. Come check it out.
It's not going
And
to be streaming, is it? That January 31st
I don't
show?
know. I don't think so. I
Can you
think
just
they're
make that
back.
happen for me? Thank
Yeah,
you.
I can do. We are taping it. Actually,
Okay.
really, I could send you a tape.
I mean, would you? Because I know sometimes people are like, I'll send you a tape. And people say, I
No, I
love it,
really
but I
will send
really
you a
would love
tape.
it.
Okay, and Naomi, tell us where we can find all things Naomi and Firecracker.
Yes. So Firecracker Department is surprise, surprise, firecrackerdepartment.com or on socials at Firecracker DEPT. And then my stuff, like the shows that I have coming up, I've got some live shows and some TV show stuff, and that's at Sneakus. So you can just find, and then of course, hashtag Montrose Art Gallery for all the art gallery happening. That's all. That's all it is.
And now we've done it.
Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, rock, rock. It's the self-esteem part.